Miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
We are not a one-hit wonder. In fact, this is our three-year anniversary, Pete and me.
Yes.
So happy anniversary to us, and thank you to you, our listeners. We've got a nice audience here in Southwest Florida. And a very understanding one. As you know, no phones for an entire week. Said no one ever in the radio business. We had some problems with the transmitter earlier. I'm anticipating any moment now the show being interrupted by various emergency broadcasts that appear to be thunderstorms to the south.
It is getting black over here again. So I will pre-warn Rick, as I did Chris yesterday, just in case if I get knocked off. It is getting almost pitch black here.
Right.
Now, I did this yesterday, too. It rained for about a minute, and then the sun sort of came back out, so I don't know. But
because
it
I told
dark,
you
dark,
I was
dark.
Looking at radar, and it was moving east of you. It wasn't coming your way. So there.
It was coming
right.
My
Craig's
way.
A weather expert.
He was inaccurate.
That's what I...
No, I wasn't. You know, I finally figured out what happened. See, I told you the storms were moving east yesterday away, not to worry for you. And Chris kept telling me they were moving to the west. No, what was happening was the cells were growing, so they're growing in all directions, but the system was moving east. So technically, Craig, right again, 92%.
No, it wasn't. And I'm looking at Pat Cavlin again, our great meteorologist from NBC2. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the live Doppler radar right now, and it looks very bad in Lely right now, and right between, Naples. It's coming. It looks nasty right now.
Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing with you today, but I was right yesterday. That's all I'm saying. In fact, that area that really got a lot of fire, I-75 Alligator Alley down by Golden Gate, that looks like they're getting drenched right now. So they need that rain there. So that's good.
This storm is coming right at us.
Yeah.
In Bonita, maybe Fort Myers, but it's moving up. Naples is about to get whacked.
Yeah. My man Otis texting us says, this no phone stuff is awful. I haven't been able to insult Craig in a week. I got the shakes.
I know. It is a problem.
Yeah. Although Otis was hammering you on something this week. It wasn't just me. I can't remember what it was. He got you pretty good.
No, it was yesterday because I stopped after nine holes because I was just...
That's right. He does real work for a living, and you couldn't do nine holes of golf.
I praise everybody that could do it out there. I'm just telling you. I know I can take a lot of heat. It doesn't bother me sweating, all that stuff. Yeah. For the second time since I've been down here, I had to stop yesterday after nine holes. I was that dehydrated.
Well, the heat index has been over 100 the last 2 days. So.
Yeah, and it just was one of those days where there's absolutely no breeze, nothing. And you're standing on the green, you know, waiting for people to putt, and you're getting, you know, pounded by sun. It just didn't feel right.
Now, let's see here. A quick look at the forecast. Well, we got 50-50 chance of – we got 80% chance of rain for Saturday, 50 Sunday, and 80 on Monday. Oh, great. Memorial Day weekend's a wash.
Russell Wilson apparently doesn't understand past history, but now this just coming out from Pro Football Talk right before we went to break, Craig, at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson wants Josh Gordon to be a Seattle Seahawk.
Now, when Josh Gordon last left us, where was he? I thought he was under the purview of the Seahawks, yes? I thought he left. The Browns, the Patriots, and then I thought he had been acquired by the Seahawks but couldn't play.
No.
He's a total free agent right now.
Yep.
Are you sure?
He's been linked to the Ravens, where his cousin Marquise Hollywood Brown plays. Last year, the Seahawks reportedly kicked the tires on Brown before adding Josh Gordon. And we know what happened with that. And, of course, Brown can't play for anyone until a trio of pending personal conduct policy investigations have concluded. From last September's lawsuit alleging sexual assault and rape to alleged harassment of another female who made claims against him to SportsIllustrated.com to an incident with a moving truck driver, which replayed, that resulted in an arrest and multiple charges, he could be facing a significant suspension before he's permitted to play again. Which is why no one will sign him, so you're stuck with, you know, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Philip Dorsett.
Yes.
All signed as free agent this year, so.
All right. I got a bunch of texts coming in. Already pouring in Naples from Delivery Man. Mm. Donnie says Immokalee is already getting rain. Tuxedo Poo says, I think Craig was 50-50 on the weather yesterday when he said it was moving east. I live in the northwest part, Cape Coral, and it rained on him. Otis says, Pete, make sure you take your Geritol before you go out there and play golf. Green Falcon says, I'm starting to think somebody doesn't like Otis's popularity, hence the phones are down. And Steak Chops, this week will forever remind me of the week that 99.3 melted down over Tyrod Taylor. And Wig says it's so hot as sweat has sweat. Yes.
Yeah, yes. It is.
Yep. All right. So here's
Front
what here's
the Jungle
what,
says, compete, you quit because you're playing. No, I wasn't playing my best, but I had a 46 on the front and wasn't. I didn't feel well. I could have had a 36 and I would have quit. Yeah. I just didn't feel well.
Wait a minute. If you're playing the round of your life, you don't find a way to suck it up and keep it going?
You know, sucking it up for what? If I pass out on the 10th hole, what good is it? And that's where I was headed.
Yeah, but what if you get up, drink some Gatorade?
I was hydrated. I had been drinking Gatorade, but you understand, I had been drinking Gatorade.
Pete, what if you were going to break par? What if you were breaking par at the break? Come on, you got to stick that out.
Or die.
Well,
or go end up in a hospital and miss the show.
Wouldn't it be worth it?
To miss the show, no.
To break par.
No.
All right.
But it's really dark here now, and I believe it's just starting to rain.
All right. Thank you.
I see rain happening on the fifth hole here.
So that'd be on the east side of I-75 of Beneath.
Yes. It can't go farther east. As far as down Beneath Beach Road, you can't. If you go past us, you're in the woods.
See, that's the other thing. Yesterday when I left here after all the discussion about the weather, I got on I-75, and it was sunny all the way home. I never saw a drop of rain yesterday.
When we got off the show, air was beautiful outside.
Not even close. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, my wife said it got a little windy in Naples, but nothing ever happened. It was all a big to-do about nothing.
Couple of little fun facts for you before we do your...
Yes.
What are we doing?
Hollywood Hoops, the best and worst of basketball players on the big screen.
So right now, Cam Newton is the only active quarterback who opened the 2019 season as a starter that is currently a free agent.
Because Flacco just signed.
Yes, which is part of my other... We could use list music for this if you want. This is kind of interesting.
Oh, there's more? All right. Rick?
Yeah, this happens. This ties into Flacco.
Rick, if you could comment on this, thank you.
Now, a list.
So with Joe Flacco signing with the Jets today, the AFC East quarterback rooms look like this for the Dolphins. Tua, Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Rosen.
Yeah, crowded.
Ruddock. For the Patriots. Stidham, Hoyer, Jamar Smith,
who?
Brian Lewerke.
Uh oh.
The Jets, Sam Darnold,
yeah,
Flacco,
yeah,
David Fales,
oh,
and FIU rookie James Morgan.
Good luck to him. Yeah.
And for the Bills, Josh Allen, Matt Barkley, and soon to be legend Jake Fromm.
Matt Barkley still in the league?
Yeah. He's a backup to Josh Allen. Jake Fromm is third right now on the list, yeah.
Jake from State Farm. All right, we'll see how he does.
And Flacco again signed a one-year deal with the Jets today. It's worth $1.5 million with incentives could bring it to $4.5 million. But remember this, is that Flacco had neck surgery back in early April. He isn't expected to be cleared until near the start of the regular season, but the plan was to sign sooner rather than later, and nobody's on the field now anyway, so he gets in virtual meetings and prepares to back up Sam Darnold.
You know what happened? $1.5 million. I mean, that's a Super Bowl winning quarterback you got there. Jameis Winston ruined the whole market by taking his 1.1. It's like the guy at the end of your street that sells his house for like half the value and it screws everybody else's value.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's killing the comps.
Larry Scott today on CNN, I think we're, Commissioner of the Pac-12, I think we're going to see a patchwork state by state on the fan issue. I think we'll see a wide disparity across the country when some states allow fans on a phased approach and other states will be more conservative. And if things continue to progress in a positive direction, training camp for football could start as early as late July, and we could be on a glide path for the start of the season at the end of August. That's Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott.
Did he use the words glide path?
Yes,
like just smooth sailing?
We're in the glide path. I will read it again. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott on CNN. If things continue to progress in a positive direction, training camp for football could start as early as late July, and we could be on a glide path for the start of the season at the end of August. Now we have massive wind here, rain coming down sideways.
Red alert!
Black. I anticipate being knocked off the air within minutes.
Oh, that's a stone cold lock. I would take that action right now with the way today has gone. Absolutely. I'll be prepared to do the rest of the show solo until you get down back
no,
in.
No, it may not last. I hopefully won't last. Hopefully it's just a quickie.
All right. You know? All right. We don't need list music for this because it's too involved. Yeah. But yesterday we had a fun deal where we did the top 25 villains in sports movies. Today we're going to do Hollywood and Hoops, the best and worst of ballers on the big screen. So basketball players and or people playing basketball people in the movies. Yesterday's list seemed a little inverted, but we're going to start at 25. So these are at the beginning here. These are really bad movies. All right, and then it should get better as we get up to number one. I stole this from Sean Keen on Yard Barker, so I'm going to give him credit for that. All right, and Rick, feel free to chime in if you've seen any of these movies as well. I know Pete has because Pete's seen every movie known to man.
But not a lot of animated ones I haven't, so you might get
These aren't.
I'm just looking forward to see if the fish that saved Pittsburgh is in there.
Oh, with Gabe Kaplan?
Yeah, right?
That was a funny movie.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Dr. J was in that movie, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
It's on the list.
Oh!
It's one of my favorites.
Sweet.
All right. At number 25 from 2008, Meet the Browns. This had Rick Fox. It's a Tyler Perry movie. Angela Bassett was in this as well. I did not see it. So Rick Fox is in it, so it makes the list. At number 24, Juana Mann. Which I think is a way of asking, do you want a man, if I'm reading that correctly. I don't know. Juana Man it's a dude that's an undercover woman in a women's basketball league. Dikembe Mutombo is actually in this movie.
Probably. Really?
Sounds like the worst movie ever made. Juana Man. All right. At number 23, Hot Shots in 1991 with Charlie Sheen. And I'm trying to think why that was.
Yeah, that.
They did. Bill Laimbeer and Charles Barkley had, in real life, had just had a fight in a game like the year before.
Oh,
they recreated it as just two average dudes in a bar getting in a fight cameos.
That was funny.
Okay.
That was very good.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to say we're getting better yet. In number 22, in 2013, the movie Grown Ups. Shaquille O'Neal plays a cop. There's no basketball element other than the Shaq is in the movie playing a cop in Grown Ups.
But he wasn't a villain.
No, this isn't. Villains was yesterday, Pete. Today.
Okay, but this is just.
Today is just best and worst of ballers on the big screen. So this is being the worst. All right, number 21, The Perfect Score from 2004. The interesting part about this movie, Darius Miles of the Clippers was in it. It's about trying to steal the SAT to perform well in school. Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson are in this movie. How about that?
Wow.
You got a couple superheroes back in 04 picking up a paycheck, making a horrible movie. All right. To cap off the top 20, at number 20 here, 2010, Just Right, Common, the rapper, he plays a Nets basketball player. Dwight Howard is in this movie as well. Apparently, he has magical abilities, and he plays basketball for the Nets.
They need it.
This is some bad stuff. At number 19, we had a movie called Bad Boys. John Sally was actually in it and showed his acting chops. Well, it's a Lawrence Martin movie, and it's not necessarily a basketball movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more like John Sally plays a computer nerd, as a matter of fact, and not even basketball. Number 18, we have from 2002, Like Mike, and it has nothing to do with Michael Jordan. It's got Lil Bow Wow, not Little Bow Wow, but Lil Bow Wow, and he puts on some magic shoes, and all of a sudden he's a good basketball player.
Really terrible. It was Air Jordans. It was just an Air Jordan infomercial is what it was, but he doesn't like to be called Lil Bow Wow anymore, right?
What's he called?
Something else, but he doesn't like the little, I don't think. I don't know.
Okay. All right, Pete, this one's for you at number 17. Yep. Again, we're doing Hollywood and Hoops, the best and worst of ballers on the big screen. Celtic Pride from 1996 making it. I know you saw that.
No, I Dan actually saw it. I never really. I might have seen it in the background. It was the dumbest movie ever made. Stupid. With Wayans was in it, right? And Dan Aykroyd and
Larry Bird and Bill Walton also in it.
Terrible movie.
These movies are still bad. They get better eventually. At number 16 from 1996, Eddie. This is where Whoopi Goldberg
takes over the Knicks.
Yeah, she's a taxi driver, and then she becomes like the coach of the Knicks.
It is one of the worst movies ever.
Sounds
made.
Pretty realistic.
And
to
I
me.
Paid to see it back in the day. I'm sad to say I paid to see that.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember why. It must have been a kid party or
something. Yeah,
it
must have been. Now, 96. How old were you in 90? This is, okay, my math stinks. That's 24 years ago. You were an adult. You were a paying adult.
Yeah, I think it was one of those where I took a niece or a nephew, one of those types. I don't remember.
Oh, gotcha. Mm. Golden Ball says he's now just called Bow Wow. Who knew?
Yeah.
All right.
I did.
Number 15 from 1997, the movie Steel. Shaquille O'Neal is in this movie again. Shaq did a lot of movies.
Oh, yes.
Judd Nelson also in this movie. Yep. I did not see it. I have no idea. We have from 1979, we're going back in the way back machine, Game of Death. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar actually did this movie. He didn't just do Airplane in this era. Kareem made a
Game
few movies.
Game of Death?
Yeah, it's a Bruce Lee movie where Bruce Lee like trains Kareem or something. And in fact, Bruce Lee in real life trained Kareem when he was at UCLA in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I did not know that.
A little side research for this little segment here. All right, here we go. From number 13, again, the best and worst of ballers in the big screen. Here's where we put 1996's Space Jam, which you didn't
still
see.
I
haven't seen the whole thing. You have seen parts of it.
I've seen none of it. Did you see
Michael Jordan's Space Jam, Rick?
Yeah. My kids love to watch it, but I'm surprised it's so far down on the list.
Was it that good?
Right? I mean, it's pretty good. It's a good kids movie.
Okay.
It's a good kids movie. You know, it's got the Warner Brothers characters. It's a good kids movie.
Okay. All right. Mm.
See, I'm surprised wherever it is, it's ranked below The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. Just a classic.
All right. Let's see here. From 1984, we have at number 12, Conan the Destroyer, which is an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah.
But it's got Wilt Chamberlain in the movie.
Yes, I do remember that.
Do they square off? Do they go to...
No. I think he's on Arnold's side. He had a big... Some sort of animal that was like a Tarzan type of animal, a onesie on him, not a lion or something like that. I remember him being half naked, sort of.
Back in 1984, Arnold Schwarzenegger's English was really poor. I mean, it was never great, but it was really poor back then. So he didn't have a lot of lines in this movie. At number 11, we're getting close to cracking the top 10. These movies got to start getting better. From 1995. With Billy Crystal as an NBA referee.
Great movie.
Forget Paris.
That's a great movie.
Deborah Winger.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an underrated movie.
It's a cute movie.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yep. Funny.
Yep.
There's a lot of great scenes of him with several NBA players like arguing on the court.
Yes. Yeah.
Charles Barkley.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Kareem's in that also.
Love that movie.
Shaq. I don't know if Shaq's in that. Oh, that's pre-Shaq, right? Yeah. Let's see here. All right, now we cracked the top 10. Maybe these movies are going to start getting better. Again,
a bit better. I can think of some off the top of my head you haven't mentioned yet.
Best and worst of ballers on the big screen. At number 10, White Man Can't Jump from 1992. Oh,
fantastic movie.
Woody Harrelson is there. I think Marcus Johnson is the real
Marcus
NBA
Johnson's
player.
Marcus Johnson's in there, and so is who else is in that?
I can't remember who else is in that. I just remember Woody.
There's one other NBA player that was in it, too.
Really?
Marcus Johnson was terrific. Just some great lines. Some absolute great lines in that movie. And I forget what Wesley Snipes is. One of his friends at the beginning of the movie. Oh, he's talking trash to his other friend. He's like, man, I saw your mother kicking a can down the street. I said, what you doing? She said, moving.
Jeez. Yeah, I remember that. That was a good line.
That was the best trash. Oh, when they're playing in the semis, and I forget the guy's name, but called Woody Harrelson. And Opie Taylor. Oh, man, Opie pissing on you, man. Opie Taylor. Opie Taylor.
Yikes.
Great movie. What a great movie that is.
At number 9 on our list, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, 1979, with Dr. J. Stockard Channing.
Yeah.
I always wanted.
Gabe Kaplan, now a professional poker player.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I like, there are two things. I love the final court. I always dreamed of like having my own court with my own paint logos and all that of it. But there's a 3-minute Dr. J montage in that movie that is just spectacular. Dr. J being Dr. J.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. You never see that. You would think, you know, between Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, whatever, that movie, it's tough to find that movie. Yeah. I'd love to see that. I haven't seen that in years.
I wonder if it stands up to time. I wonder if it's still good. At number 8, in 1996, starring Shaq.
Yep.
Kazam!
Oh, Kazam.
The Rap Genie.
Yep.
Ew. Horrible.
Didn't see that. That was pretty popular, wasn't it, with the kids? Yeah, I mean, that was like, you know.
I think so.
Also kind of a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a modern-day Aladdin sort of nonsense.
But. At number 7 from 1980, starring our good friend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is Roger Murdaugh. Airplane, everybody!
Yes.
Love Airplane. Airplane's the one movie that my wife just knows every line. It's her favorite. All time. Always has been, ever since I've known her.
You try running up the floor every night with Lanier and Chamber. See what that's like.
Tell your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like Gladiator movies, Johnny?
That is a great movie.
Over. Yep. Unger. Done.
Yeah. Surely you don't believe that. I do. Don't call me Shirley.
At number 6 from 2015, starring LeBron and Amy Schumer, Trainwreck. I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
The trailer didn't look horrible, and LeBron got some praise for his acting ability in this movie.
Really? I didn't see it, and I like Amy Schumer. 99%
I think it's a rom-com.
Yep. Amy's got a new show with her husband on Food Network on Monday nights called Amy Learns to Cook. It's very, very funny.
Mm. All right, here we go. Top 5, guys. Let's see if this gets any better. Hollywood and Hoops, the best and worst of ballers on the big screen at number 5 from 1998. Another Billy Crystal movie. Also including George Mirosan as the giant in My Giant.
Stupid movie. Yeah. Stupid. I only got through halfway. I was dumb.
At number 4, I didn't.
And Billy McChrystal had to get paid a lot of money to do that movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
At number 4, I can't believe this is number 4. This has got to be horrible. From 2002, starring Dennis Rodman and Jean-Claude Van Damme, Double Team.
Yeah, never. I told you about my feelings about Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
Never liked him.
Yeah.
Never saw one of his movies. I like Steven Seagal in a lot of his movies. Most of them. Not all of them, but most of them. But never Jean-Claude Van Damme fan.
All right, we're finally down to the top 3. And I said top 3. Now, I like 2 of these 3. At number 3, and this is a movie I enjoyed very much from 1998. Featuring Jesus Shuttlesworth, otherwise known as Ray Allen, and Denzel Washington. He got game. Love that movie. Very good.
Great movie.
Yep.
Very, very good movie.
At number 2 from 2012, featuring KD as he switches his talent with the body with a kid, Thunderstruck. I never saw
it. No. I never saw it.
I don't remember KD being a
movie
star.
Just another ripped off version of Freaky Friday.
Yes, pretty much was. And the number 1 movie on Hollywood and Hoops, the best and worst of ballers on the big screen from 1994, Blue Chips.
Yep.
Great movie. I liked it.
Excellent movie.
Got Shaq in there, Nick Nolte, and Bob Knight's in there, Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway's in there, yeah. Larry Bird's in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
No Hoosiers. Making the entire list.
I was just going to say, though, I think the list only comprises movies that actually have professional basketball players in them, because the other one I was waiting for was what's the Will Ferrell movie with the Flint Tropics? That's a hilarious movie.
I don't remember that one.
What?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, Pete's going to rain on your parade because, like the big storm that's coming to him in Bonita right now, Pete likes Will Ferrell in small doses on Saturday Night Live, but can't stand any of his movies.
Right, Pete? Do you know the movie I'm talking about where he was? He was the owner of a minor league basketball team, the Flint Tropics.
I vaguely remember the premise.
I vaguely remember it.
Really surprised.
I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah.
Or during the break, I'll look it up.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Chris in the car said, what? No Amazing Grace and Chuck with Alex English? I'm not aware of that, and it did make the
list.
Yeah,
I've heard of that too, yeah.
Delivery Man says the Van Damme and Rodman movie was excellent. Huh.
Right. The Will Ferrell movie is called Semi-Pro.
Oh, Semi-Pro. Okay,
I've seen
that. Yeah, it's really quite
funny. I don't think I've seen it, but now that you say it, yes.
Is there a real basketball player in it?
No, well, that's why I'm saying. That's why Hoosier's probably not in it, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. 2 through 9 says Tropic Thunder. Who's, by the way?
Oh, Tropic Thunder, one of the most underrated movies of all time.
Forget underrated. It was just great. It was great. Yeah.
And what basketball player was in
that? What basketball player's in that?
Let's see. Robert Downey Jr.'s in it. Who's in it?
Ben Stiller.
Oh, it is just, it's hysterical.
Robert Downey Jr.'s character is hilarious.
He got nominated for an Oscar, I believe. He should have won it.
He's the dude that looked like the dude that used to be the dude. I love that movie. Absolutely love it.
It is a great movie. It is a great movie.
I got to look that up. See if there's a basketball player in Tropic Thunder. Mm-hmm. All right. Pete, you said you had a list still to get to, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, the list was we got through my list, but I have a very interesting Tom Brady story that is just coming out now.
Okay.
When we come back.
All right, we will do that. Speaking of football, don't forget Monday night, it is Super Bowl I as we continue to present the greatest games in NFL history. It wasn't even called the Super Bowl. It was just the championship game then. They start calling it the Super Bowl to Super Bowl III, but we have Super Bowl I, greatest games in NFL history, Monday night, 8 o'clock. Presented by Affordable Air and Heat, and all those greatest games brought to you by Affordable Air and Heat. We are affordable online at affordableairconditioningandheating.com. Sheeman and Shepherd, it is our 3-year anniversary show right here on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is our 3-year anniversary show. Speaking of white tube socks,
oh boy.
Tall sock guy has texted in, and I think he's right. He said everybody was confusing movies, not Tropic Thunder, but the team was the Tropics in Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell, I think, as we were running down our
Right, they
our
were called the Flint Tropics.
There you go.
Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan, the Tropics. Good
right.
name.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh, you guys hear that?
No.
Oh, my God. That was that.
You dodging a thunderstorm?
Two bolts of lightning that were, jeesh. Well, my fifth hole green is flooded right now. It is coming down sideways. It looks like it is. I just went and moved my furniture up a little bit. It is really, really coming down here in Bonita right now.
Yeah.
Yikes. So get ready.
You're under.
We're warning you.
You're right. You're no doubt about it. All right. So coming up, we still have Wikipedia, which we're going to be, again, because of our phone situation, which sadly has gone on for a week. We are going to pit Rick versus Pete for that. Today's topic will be Memorial Day trivia. So how about that? Then at 5 o'clock, Rick Horro is supposed to join us. He couldn't make it yesterday, Texas. I haven't talked to him since, but he said let's reschedule for that. So we'll try and talk to him in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll get you off into your weekend. Rick Church is here because Chris is on vacation already. We'll all be off Monday, so I hope you all have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday, but since Chris is gone, we got Rick Church. That's why you notice a little heavier flair to the bumper music.
But that stuff.
Probably also means Rick's tradition, like no other, is to not do Miley Cyrus at 5 o'clock on Fridays, but then he usually appeases the masses by throwing it in at 5:30. We'll see what Rick has in store for us today, okay? All right.
Yeah.
All right, you had a little Tom Brady nugget for us.
Hang on real quick. Real life here. Hang on.
Got a situation?
Excuse me one second. All right. Is she okay?
She's scared. Dog scared of lightning.
She hardly ever, though. 10 years, over 10 years, Chara does not. She's really good with fireworks back in the day and lightning, but I guess she ran into the bathroom.
Wow, poor
okay.
thing.
Yeah, she's okay.
All right.
Anyway, it's coming down here. So be careful if you're out there. So a couple of things. One, Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady, you know, obviously highest profile resident now in Tampa. Jeter's house. He's on the mega mansion on the edge of the waters of the Hillsborough Bay. Mm-hmm. So apparently the house, and I'm sure Derek went through this as well, but the house has become a target for boaters who just pull up and hang out in what essentially is Brady's backyard.
Right.
So with Memorial Day weekend upon us, he thinks things might get worse. So apparently he has purchased off-duty police presence from the Tampa Police Department via so-called extra duty arrangement. Each year, the TPD schedules 200,000 in extra work for officers, and some of the 2020 extra hours will be associated with keeping people away from Brady's house. It will continue indefinitely. So
I have
not a surprise. I bet you, Jeter. I'm sure a lot of there's a lot of athletes that have to go through this. Unfortunately,
I have boated past that house. It is very accessible from the waterside. You can see a lot.
Really?
You can see a lot into the backyard and all that kind of stuff. So, and then if you got police officers all over the seawall, it's going to be even more obvious. But I absolutely can see that happening. No doubt about it.
The other thing, and just 7 minutes ago, this is from the Division I Council, the NCAA Division I Council.
Mm-hmm.
Good news. Division I student athletes in all sports may participate in voluntary athletic activities beginning June 1st. The waiver allowing for 8 hours of required virtual non-physical activities is extended in all sports through June 30th. Required athletic activities will be prohibited for Division I basketball and both football bowl subdivision and football championship subdivision student athletes through June 30th. Schools are expected to make decisions based on the health, safety, and well-being of their student athletes and in compliance with local, state, and federal regulations.
All right.
So
I'm all trying to put it all together here, trying to get the train going again. Chicken Salad texted in. He says it's still weird hearing Pete say those words, Tampa Bay quarterback Tom Brady. Sure.
I agree.
But,
it is,
but you know, I was
thinking
about
he's serious, man. He comes out in shoulder pads and the orange. I mean, you know, that's what separates him from a lot of other people. And I'm telling you right now, fans, no fans, whatever, they better be ready to go because he's going to be ready to go. No, I just activated Siri.
What is going on?
I don't know.
It's useless.
It says, I am right, you are right, and all is right as can be. I don't know why that just came on my phone.
Did she say Craig's right 92% of the time?
Hang on, let me ask her. No.
I was thinking about Tom Brady the other day, and, you know, he obviously the Tampa area and Tampa Bay Bucks fans are elated. And this kind of goes back to what Aaron Donald was saying earlier when we played sound bites from him on the show. I mean, think about this. Tom's moving to a new city and getting ready for a new town. And, I mean, this isn't a big deal, a big grand scheme of things, but it's a thought I had. You know, he's going to come out of that tunnel for that first game to crickets. And he's not going to have an immediate sense, I think, of the excitement that's going on to have him be part of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he may go all season without feeling it because
maybe.
I mean, you know what it's like when you're down on the field and 80,000 people are screaming positively for you, and he may go all season without that. It must be bizarre.
Well, I'm hoping it's May, June, July. We got a little less than 4 full months, and I believe we will have by the way, I cannot see out my Lanai right now. That's how far the rain's coming. I can't see across. We're going to have some fans. I really believe that. It may not be a lot, but I think we will have some fans. But you're right. You're not going to get the full flavor of the moment.
It's going to be like a Citadel football game instead of an NFL football game when you have 9,000 people cheering for you.
Hey, if they can somehow get half the people in, that would be great. Even a quarter.
Yeah. That would be
but great. Like I said, the Steelers are the first team today. They're holding back half of the 2020 tickets. The move was made possible for social distancing scenarios. So at least at Heinz Field, you're going to, you know. Now, I'm wondering how they're going to do this. And we talked about this the other because a lot of these stadiums, and I know Heinz Field, Foxborough, Dallas, the Giants, Seattle. I mean, how are they going to choose and discriminate who gets in and who doesn't?
Well, in college, it's easier. We know who the boosters are getting their tickets first. For NFL, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
And I'm not talking about luxury box people. I'm talking about, you know, regular fans.
I would think you would have to have a lottery.
Tickets?
You'd have to have a lottery of season ticket fans, and no season ticket fans will get every game, I think. But I don't know. I don't know how you do that. It's going to be weird.
It's going to be weird.
For the record, I am looking at Doppler. This storm is moving to the northwest. So it started in Golden Gates. It's basically climbing up I-75.
Yeah. Well, it's here right now.
It's decking Pete right now. It's heading here to where we're at. Then it looks like it'll drift off towards Sanibel and the Causeway within about an hour. Yeah, good luck with all that.
So Chris will be getting it in a little bit.
That's too bad.
That's a shame.
Actually, there's another micro cell over him right now, so he is getting it.
You guys are watching Chris's spot on the radar, are you?
Yeah. Well, we had a big argument on the show yesterday about radar. Apparently, Chris's radar was showing something different than mine, and it became a whole thing. Okay. Another complete waste of time, but that's what we do on this show.
Yeah.
So. Waste time.
Well, you end up being like, you were both right, but because I was, you were both right.
That can't be possible. But anyway. All right. So we got that. Like I said, Rick Harrell coming up to town. If you missed it, the big news today, basketball-wise, former head coach Jerry Sloan passed away today. Former Utah Jazz. You probably just saw him when you were watching the Jordan docuseries, Last Dance, over the weekend. They spent a lot of time on this two series against the Jazz. I've always argued his Jazz team with Stockton and Malone, probably the most talented team to never win a title. Their only misfortune was that they were in the era of Jordan in his prime. So anyway, he passed away. He's been had Parkinson's and dementia for some time. That's why he's been out of the public eye for a while. But sadly passed away at the age of 78. Just wanted to pass that along. Mm. All right. I think we're going to do Wikipedia here in just a moment. And I'm going to, because of our unfortunate phone situation, I'm going to pit you, Pete Shepard, against Rick Church. And this will be for bragging rights around here. And it's going to be Memorial Day trivia. So we'll play a little bit of Wikipedia when we come back. Rick Horro at the top. Some more fun and hijinks, and we'll get you into your Memorial Day weekend. How's that sound, everybody? Sheeman and Shepard, it's our three-year anniversary show on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Getting phones down, everything down. So it's going to be Rick Church versus Pete Shepard for Wikipedia. By the way, we're now getting hammered. I went outside, Pete.
Oh, that's brutal.
I'm glad to hear you're still on the air from Bonita because
Craig, as I was walking down the hall, I heard quite a loud thunder boom out there just about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, I heard it through the roof in here, but I stuck my head outside. I did see clouds moving in two different directions, which is not a good sign. All right, here we go. It is Memorial Day trivia. Rick will get to go first.
Okay.
And we'll play first one to three correct answers. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hey, Rick,
nine.
You want to ask me how old I am?
How old are you, Rick?
Living?
And what do you do for a living?
I'm 28. I'm a male model.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Have I seen you in anything? GQ. Yeah.
Hand model, like George Costanza. Yeah. Hand model.
Exactly. Master of my domain.
All right. Good for you. All right. Rick Church. What was Memorial Day originally called?
V-Day?
No. That is incorrect. Buzz yourself. Just for fun, Pete, you don't get any points, but you can tell me what was Memorial Day originally known as?
Well, wasn't it Veterans Day?
No, that's Veterans Day.
No, I know that, but I thought it was something like that.
It was called Decoration Day because we used to decorate the tombstones and whatnot. In fact, I believe Lyndon Johnson, like in the 60s, made it Memorial Day, but I could be a little off on that. All right, so no points there. Pete Shepard, your first question.
Yep.
What two auto races are run Memorial Day weekend?
Well, it used to be the Indy 500.
Not used to be. With the exception of this year, right?
Well, that's what I mean.
You get partial credit for. All right, what's the NASCAR one?
Daytona? No.
No. Buzz yourself. Buzz him.
Okay, hold on.
Buzz him. Buzz. All right, Rick gets a chance to steal the Indy 500 and what?
The Coca-Cola 600?
There you go, Rick Church. Nicely done.
Who watches that if the Indy 500
actually
is on?
Millions of
used
people.
To have to run it on Memorial Day weekend when we did NASCAR radio.
Yes.
So.
And they're not they're not on at the same time. So, all right.
Okay.
Let's see. Rick Church, this is your question.
Okay.
Memorial Day is the unofficial beginning of what season?
Would that be summer, Craig?
That is, you ding yourself. Yeah. You give yourself
How
a
How do you
ding.
Do it? How do you do it?
That is a commanding 2-0 lead. As you know, we stack the questions against Pete, so you got some easy ones there, Rick.
Oh, is that what
That's
it is?
Okay.
We try to just stick the screws to him. All right, Pete Shepard, let's see if you can get on the board.
Yeah.
What day of the month is Memorial Day.
What day of the... Well, obviously, today's the 22nd, and
well,
tomorrow's the
23rd. I'm going to help
the
you 20, out
here.
I'm the
25th,
that's not
Monday.
The answer. That's not the answer I'm looking for.
Well, that's what this question says.
No. What? Because every year, it is on a specific day of a specific week.
It's the last Monday in April. I mean May.
Oh, I almost nailed
May.
You.
I almost nailed you. May. I saw an opening there.
I was about to go for the steal and the win.
That's right, as they say.
Sorry, nice every recovery. Day, it feels like April every okay. day. I don't know. I'm cooped up.
All right, Rick Church, your chance to win here.
All right,
with a 2-1 lead, if you can get this right. Memorial Day is known as the most dangerous holiday because of what kind of accidents?
Drinking and driving accidents?
Yes.
Ooh, I was going to say auto accidents. That's a winner.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
Yeah, that should be. Absolutely.
I don't know if it's necessarily drinking and driving, but so many people are on the roads that I would have accepted either.
Well,
that is a 3-1 win for Rick Church. Nicely done.
What's my prize now?
You get to run the show for another hour and 7 minutes. And I'll get you some miracle. No.
Any other questions?
No miracle tickets.
No.
Muscles.
Oh, God.
Muscles. Mighty muscles.
Right. Come on.
The mighty muscles. My bad.
All right. We have some more bonus questions here to kill time. Which southern state was the first to celebrate Memorial Day? Little fun fact.
Oh, boy. Georgia, North Carolina. I'll go North Carolina.
That's incorrect. Rick, would you have a guess?
Southern state. Virginia?
No, more south than that, believe it or not.
How about Alabama, Mississippi?
Mississippi was the correct answer. Neither of you get a point there.
Yeah.
For Memorial Day, small American flags are placed on the tombstones of what famous national cemetery for veterans and heroes?
Arlington.
That is correct. Arlington National Cemetery.
Yep.
Give him a ding. Give him a ding.
Okay.
Ding. Ding.
What northern state was the first to celebrate Memorial Day?
New
York. Yeah, Rick got it right. It's
Did
New
I get
York.
It right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It is New York.
Yeah.
And what city and state are the birthplace of Memorial Day?
I'm going to say, you know what, Craig? I think I'm going to say your old stomping grounds in Charleston, South Carolina.
That's a good guess, but it's not correct.
No.
Actually,
I have one other guess.
Okay, what would you guess?
If Rick doesn't have a guess,
Rick,
I have
you got
one
a guess?
More.
Atlanta, Georgia?
No.
How about in Richmond?
No, it's actually was first celebrated in Waterloo, New York.
Oh, New York? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's
all
a good
right.
one.
812 texting in, what other kind of accidents are there other than auto accidents? Well, there's plane accidents. There's fireworks accidents. Just ask JPP. bicycle accidents. There's airplane. I mean, there's anything. Helicopter. Well, I shouldn't say helicopter.
Accidents in the home?
Yeah. Dropping glass on your foot. I'm sure a baseball player can get hurt dropping something on his foot. You know, all that kind of stuff. All right. Well, that was fairly successful.
Yeah,
very good. Hopefully on Tuesday when we come back from the Memorial Day weekend, we'll have phones and appropriate sound effects and all that kind of stuff to continue with the show.
I thought you might have some Memorial Day like NBA stuff in there too. A couple of great, if I remember correctly. I mean, I think the Bulls sweeping the Pistons. That was on Memorial Day, I think, back in the day.
You said the Bulls sweeping the Pistons. That's why we didn't do it.
Oh,
I don't want to bring back bad memories for me.
And there's one thing I will never forget because it was a Monday after Memorial Day afternoon game, and game one of the NBA Finals was Monday afternoon as the Celtics were squashing the Lakers in game one, 148-114 in 85.
Yeah.
Lakers, unfortunately, went on to win 4-2, but still, that was something.
All right. Very good. Get ready for your Memorial Day weekend. We got the 5 o'clock hour. That means hot takes by me. That means at some point, perhaps Miley Cyrus, but maybe not here because Rick is on the other side of the glass instead of Chris. And we will try to catch up with Rick Horro, our sports business guru, sending us into the weekend. Stay with us, and we're still trying to survive all this thunder, lightning, rain. I'm losing my satellite picture. I'm hearing crackle in the background from the lightning. It's a red alert! It's a Friday. Sheeman and Shepherd, our third anniversary show. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.